Coma, written by Magical Stardust and read by Flower Parish. This is a Project Hail Mary fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Ryland Grace and Rocky. Summary. In Iridian culture, forcing someone into a state of sleep is one of the worst crimes someone can commit. Rocky discovers what happened to Grace. Why you crewmates no wake up? Question, I ask. Grace stills from where it is sitting on its bunk, preparing for its scheduled 8 hours of sleep while I listen out for danger. Perhaps I shouldn't have asked now. Grace finds it difficult to sleep if we talk about topics that make it emotional beforehand. But its crewmates dying is an unknown that's been bothering me for a while. It was far easier to ignore when we were working on a way to stop astrophage, particularly when Grace didn't want to discuss it. Now, though, we're heading back to Arid with plenty of Taumiba, and there's been much more time to think, especially in the hours I've been standing guard over Grace as it sleeps, and, just then, thinking about the fact that it was going to sleep again, I wasn't able to keep myself from blurting out the chords of the question. I don't know why they didn't wake up, they just didn't, it replies, tone lowering as its body sinks into itself. I think back to the rest of my crew, to the long years of wandering my ship alone, wondering and wondering what had happened to them, how I only began to feel better once Grace had told me about the death radiation, about what had gone wrong. Suddenly, I am filled with a determination I haven't felt since we started experimenting with Grace's food supplies. We find reason they die. We're going to succeed, I know it, but Grace wiggles its shoulders up like it does when it doesn't care about something. It doesn't matter, Rocky. Does, I argue. Does. Grace scientist. How Grace feel better if Grace not no cause? Question. I feel better knowing they wanted to save Earth, and we saved it. They didn't come here for no reason. I listen to its shape, think about the tone of its words. Grace liar. Just leave it, Rocky. Its voice is sharp and angry as it jumps to its walking arms. Can't, I reply, straightening up on my own arms, my first circulatory system heating up as if it's been replaced by the blood from my second. What if Grace not wake up like crew? Question. What if Rocky not fix? Question. Grace stills. I wiggle slightly, back and forth. It is only after I've said it I realize how worried I've been. I can't lose Grace. It can't not wake up. I can't be alone again. It needs to be here. We need to be doing science together. It slumps back down onto the bed, sitting floppily like its energy had left it. Then it runs one of its useful hands through the soft bits on the top of it. You don't need to worry, Rocky, Grace tells me, voice low-pitched in a way that means it is tired. I'm not gonna die like they did. How do you know? Question. Loudly, it expels air out of its lungs in a way that disturbed me when we first met, and still makes me feel like Grace is a fissure on the surface of Arid, venting steam. It's inefficient, but I like that it makes it easy to tell when Grace is tired or frustrated or sad. I think this time, it's all three. I just know. Grace share hypothesis, question. I almost feel too guilty to continue pressing when Grace draws its body into a ball, curling up its moving limbs and wrapping its useful ones around them, making itself half its normal size. Almost. I cannot protect Grace properly if I don't know what I have to protect it from. Maybe it is okay, maybe Grace is right when it says it doesn't matter, but maybe Grace is wrong. Maybe it won't wake up, and I will be left to listen and listen and listen to how still Grace is for years as we head towards Arid, knowing Grace will never talk to me again. Do you know what a coma is, Rocky? Grace asks, much quieter than its normal human volume. I rotate back and forth, like Grace's head does when it doesn't know something. No, I say, need word. I hear the wet clicking sound it makes when eating food that it also does when it's nervous. It means making someone fall asleep, for medical reasons. Usually, it's done when someone is very sick and they need to fall asleep to heal. But the definition makes sense so far. It's like when my body shut down after I'd gone into the agonizing cold of Grace's atmosphere. I needed to stop so I could heal. But making someone fall asleep? There must be something I'm missing here. Grace continues, fingers going tap, 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 tap along its arm. We knew that the journey to Tau Ceti would take 4 years. Humans tend to go a little insane when trapped in a small space for a long period of time, so they were worried the astronauts, Grace whistles in a breath, wouldn't actually reach Tau Ceti if they were conscious for the whole journey. I consider this, the worry inside me growing and growing. But I have to be logical about this. First, the important question. Grace go crazy now, question. It shakes its head, its food opening, widening a little like it does when it's happy. Not really, no. I settle down onto my arms in relief. Sure, I mean, I'd like to see more than these 3 rooms, and maybe I'd like a little more privacy. It tilts its face at me and stills, like it does when it is trying to make a point. I consider this. Grace has asked to be alone a lot, and so sometimes I go into another room and pretend I can't still hear it, but it's difficult for me when I know where it is all the time anyway. It's not as if I want to hear its disgusting human bathroom processes, even if they are scientifically interesting. Still, even if I don't understand why it wants me to, maybe I should make more of an effort to pretend I'm not there if it's going to go mad and die before we reach Arid. But, Grace continues, I'd have gone crazy if I wasn't sharing this trip with you, so I think I'm doing okay. We'll tell Rocky if not okay, question. Grace moves its head, down and up. Sure, buddy. My mood immediately feels lighter. Still, I resolve to keep a close eye on it. Now, to the important second point. Grace slept most of journey, question. Grace slept all of journey. What? Other humans did not. Went crazy and that's how died, question. No. Grace takes off the glasses that have been hanging around its ear. Apparently, even if humans can see, sometimes they can't see very well, like when the echoes don't come back properly for some iridians and the space around them is all blurred. It starts to turn the glasses over and over in its hands. We all got put into a coma. We all slept. I consider this, trying to keep an instinctual panic out of my thoughts. Sleeping at the same time was normal for humans. Grace had said it many times, and I had heard it when we watched its Earth movies. They didn't sleep properly. They could still listen and wake up if there was danger, couldn't they? But if they could, then why had its 2 crewmates died? Grace could wake up if danger, question. It hunches in on itself, fingers gripping tightly to the rim of the glasses. No, it whispers. That's the point of the coma. They give you medicine that helps you sleep, and then you can't wake up. I jump up, shrieking in anger, arms clattering down my ball as I pace furiously up and down. How dare they? How dare they? How could the humans do that to Grace? How could... Rocky? I grind to a halt, trying to get myself under control as my 5 hearts race. Maybe this is okay. Maybe making someone sleep like that isn't a crime on Earth, but how humans make sure Grace and others okay, question. How listen and keep Grace safe, question. They gave us Armando. Grace's words are even flatter than normal human speech usually is. He was meant to make sure we were okay, meant to make sure we had enough nutrients, that our bodies were functioning normally, all that kind of stuff. Was meant to. That means it didn't. I can feel myself vibrating. Rocky hates Armando, I tell Grace, clattering my arms down on the ground. It's true. I don't think I've ever been so angry, not in a long time. But more than Armando, I hate the humans that designed it, that didn't do a good enough job at engineering it, that decided that it was better to have a faulty robot watching over their crew instead of having them awake. It was a stupid, stupid, stupid idea. I'm even angry at Grace for agreeing to it. Why would you choose to be watched over by machinery? Machinery that didn't do a good enough job at keeping Grace's crewmates alive. What if it had been Grace that had died? Come on, you can't hate Armando, it chides. I retort that I can. Okay, maybe I did a little at first, but it was an accident. He shouldn't have been put in charge of us. Agree, 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 I state. I move my ball so that it rests against Grace's walking arm. If I could, I would be sitting on top of its chest right now, as I should be doing when it sleeps. I listen as its single heart starts beating slower. Mine do the same. I'm still angry, and I don't think I will stop being angry. But Grace is here, beside me, and I can hear the blood moving inside its body and the twitches of its fingers as it rubs its glasses on its clothing. It is alive. It is safe. Grace is braver than I realized. Far braver than me. The thought of agreeing to be put in a sleep with no way of waking up stirs a colony-deep fear inside of me and makes me think of the years I spent alone on the ship, too terrified to fall asleep, only passing out when my arms couldn't move any further. And to think Grace chose this. It might be leaky and weird and unable to do basic maths in its head, and learning about what it decided to do makes me think it's more stupid than I ever have, but I also respect it more than I ever have. I don't know a single Iridian that would have made the choice that it made. Grace, very brave to choose deadly medical sleep. Grace lets out a low splutter. It doesn't believe me. Is true. Grace, very brave. One of its fists clench, the other rubs over its sinking head. Rocky. Now is not the time for it to find it difficult to accept compliments. Grace. Suddenly, Grace is no longer sitting beside me. It's leapt to its feet, fingers clenched, glasses clattering to the floor. I didn't choose. It takes me a second to process the words that it's just screamed, the sound vibrating through my carapace. A slow terror starts to creep over me. What Grace mean? Question. Grace is stumbling towards the door now, tripping over its two long, gangly limbs. It doesn't matter, Rocky. It doesn't matter. No, I shriek. No, matters. Grace explain. Grace explain now. I'm not brave, it yells. I'm not brave. I'm a coward. I didn't choose to go. I didn't want to go. I knew everyone on Earth would die if I didn't, and I still didn't go. I ran away from them, and they had to hold me down in the dirt and shove a needle into my neck to make me sleep because I was too damn scared to get on the ship and die in the middle of space. So no, Rocky, I'm not brave. I didn't choose to go in the coma. They made me do it. I had a choice, and I said no. I stand there, frozen like I'm back in oxygen again, listening to Grace, its words, the way its soft body is almost as rigid as mine as it steps away from me. Grace, you said no, question. Grace trips over its walking arms and falls backwards, stumbling into a corner instead of through the hatch it had been aiming for, gripping the surfaces around it like we're in zero G and it's going to float away. It stares at me. Slowly, trembling like the deck of the ship trying to escape Adrian, it moves its head down and up. I explode, high wails escaping from my vents and echoing around inside my Xenonite ball. How could they? How could they? How could they? I want to move. I want to get out. I want to get to the humans who had forced Grace to sleep. My arms trip over themselves, and I collide against other objects and crash to the ground as I stumble furiously around in my ball. How could they do that? Iridian shrieks out of me almost faster than I can think it. How could they do that to you? I thought humans were nice. I thought they were good. You've always told me good things, but they made you sleep. I slam into something, and several objects clatter off the top of my ball and scatter across the ground. I ignore them. They forced you to go to sleep with no one to watch you and no one to protect you, and you could have died and you didn't even want that. You told them no. I bounce off a wall, shake myself off, and stumble to my feet. This is bad, 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 Grace. A crime. One of the worst they could ever do. How could they do that? How? If this was on Arid, we would... I collapse straight onto my carapace. I get up again. How could they do that? I thought they cared about you. You care about them. Why didn't they care about you? You told me you had fun with your crew. Why would they do that? Determination floods through me. Determination and anger and... We are going to go to Earth right now. We are going to go to Earth, and I am going to... Another thought hits me, and I clatter back towards Grace, scattering stuff in every direction. We are not going to Earth. Grace, you are never, never, never going to go near Earth again. You are never going to have to speak to another human again, Grace. They won't come near you. They won't hurt you. I won't let them. I won't let them hold you down and make you sleep and maybe kill you and not protect you. Grace, do you understand me, Grace? I wait for its response, tapping my arms impatiently as I focus all my attention on it. It stares at me from where it now sits in the corner. Its breathing, which is meant to be steady to allow for ideal oxygen absorption, is slightly staticky, like it is when it wakes up from a memory dream that scares it. It's not right that it feels like this, terrified at the memory of what the humans did to it. I feel sure that there must be steam pouring out of my vents right now, with how my fury rises even further at that thought. It saddened me, once, that Grace was never going to get to go back to its home, to the people it obviously cared so much about, to the people I thought must love it. Now, I only feel relieved. They will never, ever get to hurt it like that again. I'm sorry I'm a coward, Rocky, Grace whispers, its hands gripping tightly to its arms. It must have water coming from its eyes again, because the surface of its face is going fuzzy below its eyes. Its emotions only make the pain inside me worse. I'm sorry I'm not brave like everyone else is. I tilt myself from side to side. What? Why Grace apologize? Question. Because you should have had someone better than me. Its head comes to rest on its lower elbows as my confusion only grows. But Rocky not want anyone better. Rocky want Grace. Had it not been listening to me? Earlier, Grace understood Rocky words. Question. Grace looks up so it can perceive me now again. Slowly, it opens its mouth. Not really, no. But why not? Do bad memories mean humans have even worse hearing than usual? I think back to what I said and something clicks into place. Oh. When it told me what they'd done to it, I forgot I should be speaking the highly simplified Iridian I always have to use with Grace. I hadn't been thinking about word order or compound chords or speech. I'd just been thinking about how angry I was that, I listened into the destruction I'd left behind me, the objects I'd knocked off surfaces, things scattered around the floor. Well, maybe Grace thought I went a little crazy there, but it should understand why I was so furious, right? Even if it couldn't understand what I was shrieking. Humans should not have done that to Grace, I clarify, stepping my ball carefully towards Grace so I can sit down beside it. Was wrong. Very bad crime on Arid. Should not have made you sleep. Grace is quiet beside me. Grace understand now? Question. It nods. Good, I say. Good, good, good. Grace Rocky not go back to Earth. Rocky keep Grace safe from humans who did this. They're not that bad, Rocky. That statement is stupid. I tell Grace this. Not true. Grace not want to sleep. Grace not want to die in space. Grace ran away. They send Grace and crewmates to sleep. Two crewmates die. Grace could have died. I slam my arms down on the ground again as I am reminded of another thing the humans running their mission did wrong. Grace would have died in space if Rocky not given more astrophage. Not right. Not fair. Bad, 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 bad. Bad, 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 Grace whispers, so much quieter than it normally talks. Then it runs a hand across its face. But Rocky, I should have chosen to go. Anyone good would have said yes. But they didn't have time to find someone who wanted to go. Lots more people would have died if they hadn't made me. I think they figured it didn't really matter that I wanted to live. I consider this. Firstly, Grace is obviously good, and it should know that. Also, I still can't see why anyone would want to be made to sleep. Maybe it's telling the truth about them not having time to find someone who wanted to, though, especially because only crazy humans would want to. So, maybe if they hadn't sent Grace, many more humans would have died. But still, it was wrong. It was wrong to do that to Grace, wrong to hurt it and force it into sleep, wrong to send it to die when it didn't want to. I hate them. I hate them so much it hurts. And besides, Grace adds, tone floaty in a way that means it is trying to be happy about something. I'd never have met you if they hadn't stuck a needle in my neck. The universe in which I hadn't met Grace is a terrible one to think about. But still, it doesn't change that it was wrong. It doesn't change that they shouldn't have done that to my best friend. They shouldn't have heard it like that. They shouldn't have left it to sleep without watching it properly. They shouldn't have been okay with it dying. True, I tell it, but still should not have done that, still should not have hurt Grace. Bad, 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 Grace whispers beside me again, voice catching like it's trying to laugh. Grace okay? Question. A second passes. I'll be fine. Rocky, just give it a second. I roll my ball to the side so it knocks gently against it. A second later, Grace has wrapped itself around my ball, pressing tight against the xenonite. Immediately, I push myself into the barrier so I can be as close to it as possible. I think I can hear all its internal organs. Its too quick heartbeat seems to echo through me. Once, I thought being able to hear Grace so clearly was gross. Now, it proves to me Grace is alive. Its breathing still isn't smooth like it should be. It's making small choking sounds from its throat, like it did when I told it that it wasn't going to die, that I could give it more astrophage. I count its heartbeats. They're not slowing down. I was so scared, Rocky. So scared, Grace tells me suddenly, voice low and shaking. So scared. The fury inside me makes me want to shriek and crash into things again. Instead, I press harder against the xenonite as I try to think of the right words to reassure it. Rocky, understand. Humans should not have made Grace sleep. Was bad, bad, bad. Grace jerks its head slightly, down and up, before continuing. I thought they were my friends. At least, I think I thought they were. I don't even remember properly because they took my memories. What? No. Ask later, ask later, ask later. Grace is talking now. But I trusted them. I trusted them, and they sent me into space to die. I was so scared. It heaves in a breath that seems to roar, I am so close to it, before more quiet, shuddering cries emerge from its throat. I let out a low wail. Grace, come to Arid. Grace, not be scared on Arid. I promise it, when I finally feel able to make chords again. Iridians never do that. If did, Rocky and Adrian fight them. Grace lets out a wheezing cough that's almost deafening, making me want to skitter away. I hold my ground. Thanks, buddy. Its face is still blurry from the water, but its mouth does the widening happy expression. Rocky means. Grace expels air from its lungs again, before its body seems to soften against the hard xenonite surface of my ball. Yeah, I know. Its heart has started to slow now. I can feel the air in my muscles start to dissipate as I relax too. I'm still angry, more furious than I could ever have imagined being, but Grace is starting to feel better, and that has to be enough right now. Eventually, it slumps down further against the ball, breathing steadier and slower as it rests against the side of it, head near the top, upper arms still wrapped around the sides. Grace awake, question, I ask. A few seconds pass. It hums back something that was probably not meant to be an actual word. It doesn't matter anyway. I have my answer. I keep still, not moving from where I am almost pressed against the thin xenonite barrier, making sure Grace is safe. Next to me, Grace sleeps. I listen out for danger. The end.